Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Brother Elohim Christ, and we're coming to you again today, this Sunday, our last Sunday. We were a little late getting on the air last Sunday. Had to apologize for that, but we're here now on time, live and in living color. Today's topic is why did Jesus need to be baptized? Or why did John the Baptist actually baptize Jesus when he knew that Jesus didn't need to be baptized, you know? But before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we really here are about. We're not preachers, we're not ministers, we're not teachers. We're just bringing a message of love. The biggest problem that we have right now is that we do not know how to love each other. And that's something that we have to get into. We have to learn how to love each other. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And we're going to talk about this every Sunday. We're going to talk about that love because we have so much problem there. In the churches, in the mosques, in the secular community, the divorce rate is at an all-time high because we really don't understand how to treat each other, you know. I know somebody told me, well, they say a lot that treat people the way you want them to treat you, but a lot of people, I mean, I laugh at that because I really don't want some people to treat me the way they treat themselves because some people hate themselves. They hate themselves so much, I mean, with the smoking and the drinking and the drugs and eating bad food. And how can you love yourself putting all that filth and stuff into your body, you know? So I really don't want them to treat me the way they treat them. I tell them, treat me the way Jesus treated you, and then we'll be on the same page. Treat me the way Muhammad treated you, and we'll be on the same page. Treat me the way Buddha treated you, Hare Krishna, Confucius. Treat me the way any one of the people who came to teach about love. Treat me like they treated you. Learn how they treated you, and then we'll kind of be on the same page, you know. Let's talk about what love is. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, think about that for a minute. You know, when you first meet somebody, y'all be all nice and good to each other and everything. And then all of a sudden, things change. He's mine. Once y'all hook up, she's mine. Oh, no, somebody this, and you do what I tell you to do, and I'm in control. The fight for dominance begins, you know. Now, we don't have to go there. That's the problem. When you first hook up, the way you were treating each other, that's actually the love. Because when you treat each other like that, you made the other person feel good. That's why they wanted to be with you in the first place. They said, boy, I can be with this person forever. He's so nice and so kind and so generous. Then the other shoe dropped. They said, who in the world is this guy? You know, you might be going together for 10 years and getting married. All of a sudden, it's a whole other relationship, you know. So love is the act that makes others feel good, and that's what we have to live at. Now, we can practice that on a daily basis. the communities will begin to heal each other. The relationships will begin to heal each other. The relationship between the children, you and your families, will begin to heal each other, you know? Anytime you think about committing an act, if it doesn't make the other person feel good, think twice about doing it. Think twice about saying it, you know? Sure, you get to know a person. You know how to push their buttons. Some people just want to, I just want to see if he gets jealous. See if he still loves me, you know. But when you do that, it changes, the heart gives out hormones. And it changes those hormones that the heart gives off, and all of a sudden the person just don't like you no more, just don't want to be around you no more. You keep pushing the wrong buttons, you know. So instead of pushing buttons to make them not feel good, push the buttons to make them feel good, and you will enjoy long-lasting relationships, okay? It took me a long time to learn this, and some people don't know it yet. This is why we're on the air. We're a ministry of love. That's what we're about, you know? Okay? Now, the main topic of the day is that when Jesus came over to John the Baptist, John the Baptist told him, look, man, it seems like you should be baptizing me, you know, because you don't need to be baptized. Well, see, the whole thing is that the baptism is actually a ritual, you know? And we have been caught up in rituals, for thousands of years, you know? And the rituals really don't help. I mean, they make you feel good, but they're not really necessary, okay? I mean, John the Baptist knew that it wasn't really necessary for Jesus to get baptized. I'm just telling you straight up. He knew that, you know? And because Jesus said, why do you ask me that, you know? Because when you reach a certain point, it's just a ritual. Because you're actually flowing as a Christ, and that's where we need to go. We need to go. We need to become what Christ was, you know. People say, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, I mean, they worked that one to death. You can't be like Christ. There's only one Christ, you know. But as on the first broadcast, we're trying to explain to you exactly what's going on, because they're misrepresenting everybody. They misrepresent Muhammad, they misrepresent Buddha, they misrepresent Christ, Yahshua, or whom you call him, Jesus, they misrepresenting everybody. Because these people didn't come with the violence, the killing, the murder, the rape, the slavery, and all that stuff that's going on in their names. That's what's going on. In fact, you got slavery going on in Africa today, and they call themselves followers of Muhammad. You know, Muhammad wasn't down with no slavery. You got slavery going on in areas where the Christians are in control. Jesus Jesus wasn't down with no slavery. He wasn't taught these people to make slaves out of nobody, you know. They came here. They came here into the United States in this continent, which was a part of Africa at the time they got here. They came here and bought slaves. Well, they were doing slavery before they even got here. In Jesus' name. How can you call yourself a follower of Jesus and you walk around making people slaves, hanging people from the trees and stuff like that, you know? In fact, there was hanging so many, energy beings from the trees that they would call them strange fruit. Yeah, the term strange fruit. So we have to deal with the rituals and the love, and that's what's going on. The rituals, a lot of the rituals that we do, they're not really necessary, you know. Most of the rituals that we do foster an economic base for the people that are in control of the society, all right? When I tell you to pray five times a day, I mean, when you think about it, if Allah knows everything and is all wise and all knowing and all that, what are you praying for? Every thought that you think gets registered. So why do you have to go and make a separate prayer? All you have to do is think the thought and it's gone. You know, that's why it's said in some circles to control your thoughts, control what you think. Because what you think about, you bring about. That's another issue there. We'll get off into that in a few minutes. But you have to understand, a lot of these rituals, they're just rituals. You go in the Catholic Church, they take a little piece of bread and put in a little piece of thing, put in somebody's mouth and give them some wine. That's a ritual, you know? And we get caught up in these rituals, and the rituals literally take away from what's really going on in the society, you know? I mean, when you think about it, the practice of eating somebody's body and drinking somebody's blood, that's cannibalism. That's a cannibalistic ritual. You don't want to get into that, you know? Just like when we deal with the 25th of December, we're going to Christmas and all the stuff that we do with the tree and the lights on the tree and all of this stuff. Those are rituals that are actually not really necessary. But if we don't do those rituals, right, economics of the country will suffer. That's why a lot of people just go ahead and get the trees and stuff anyway, because they want to help the United States. They want to help the economics of the country. If didn't anybody buy anything on for the 25th of December, the economy would be in trouble, and a lot of jobs would be lost, because those rituals bring about economics for the people who are in control of that particular way of life. That's what religion is, people. Let's talk about what religion is. That's what religion is. Religion is a way of life. That's what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about a way of life, all right? Now, each way of life that they bring to you, whether it be Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, or whatever it is, each way of life that they bring to you, those that are in charge of the group benefit greatly from the economics of the rituals that you're getting into. Some cultures, you burn incense as a ritual. Well, who's making the incense? Okay? You have oils and perfume, and who's making this stuff? And each group have a certain outfit that they wear. Who's making these outfits? Okay? Who's getting the economics from these outfits? Who's creating, you know, who's in charge of hiring and firing people based on the outfits that you have to buy according to the rituals, according to the rituals that you're into, you follow what I'm saying? Now, if you walk through this society, I'm in the United States, live in the United States, out of Philadelphia, no matter what city you go into, everybody look the same. Everybody dressed the same way, okay? Well, not everybody. 90% of the people are dressed the same way. It's just somebody's controlling the styles. Somebody is telling you what to wear. Somebody is telling you, you should wear this, you should wear that, okay? When you get into the entertainment industry, there's a certain style that the people are wearing. And then when you look around, the people that are following the entertainers wear those particular styles. As if you don't have a mind of your own, you can't sit down and decide, well, I would really like to dress and look like this, so I have to make my own clothes, or I have to find a way to produce my own clothes. We don't do that. We follow the so-called leaders. And we follow what they do, where they're doing it, and how they're doing it. So rituals, you have to be very mindful of what the rituals mean. December 25th is rituals based on one ritual, okay, is literally based on those who study astrology. Another ritual is literally based on paganism, you know, the pagan religion and honoring the pagan gods, okay? That's on the 25th, because we all know that Yahshua ben Pandera, okay, who was a Christ, not born in December. You can check this out. You can research what I'm saying. Now, also, I tell you, don't believe anything anybody said. Go check it out for yourself. Do your own research, all right? We're not here to teach you, but we're bringing you a message so that you can think. We're trying to get you to have a different thought process. So with a different thought process, things that you thought that you couldn't do before, you realize that you can do now, because you are an unlimited being. You can do whatever you want. So I'm just trying to get into the rituals. You don't have to be baptized. You don't have to wash nobody's feet. You don't have to do these things. They're rituals, you know, fostered by the leaders of a group, okay? Now, Yahshua ben Bedera knew that the rituals was important because it was embedded into the minds of the people. Hell, man, this is 2015. It'd be 2016 in a couple of weeks. We have to wake up from this perpetual sleep that we have been in, you know? If we don't wake up soon, because around 2018, this whole thing is going to shift on us, you know? And if we don't wake up, if you're not prepared to do certain things when that time comes, we're going to really be in trouble, okay? Now, we have literally become a ritualistic society. That's something to think about. We have become a ritualistic society. We go to baseball games, we go to football games, and rituals, there's rituals involved in that, rituals involved in this. You think when the guys make a little touchdown and they do a little dance and shake it, that's a ritual. We look for those rituals. You know what I mean? Those rituals are part of the fun for us. You follow what I'm saying? Now, most people go to a football game for they want to be entertained, but when you think about the football game and what's going on with the football game, you got people that's making millions of dollars off the game. And you sitting there as a fan buying the clothes and the shoes, all that stuff with these people's names on it, and your family is struggling. You're two paychecks away from going under, you know? Two paychecks away from going under, and you running around calling yourself, I'm a fan of this and I'm a fan of that, and, you know, something's wrong with that picture. So you have to, how they say, wake up and smell the coffee. We're caught up in these rituals, all right? Now, everything that you're dealing with is based on cycles, all right? Now, your cycle is what you're doing each day to bring about the conclusion that you've decided that you want to be. Think about that for a second. The cycle that you do every day when you get up, from the time you get up until the time you go to sleep, how is what you're doing going to bring you to where you're trying to go? You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, Indian chief, shoe shine guy, whatever you want to be. But your every thought based on that has to be towards where you're going. Now, here's the thing. Most of us don't know where we're going. Where are you going? What is it that you really want to be? Okay, here's a little trick. When you decide that you want to be something, okay, what you need to do, sit in the middle of a circle of life. Watch everything go around and around and around. No matter what you want to be, it doesn't matter whether you want to be a driver or a bicycle racer or whatever you want to be. You sit in the middle of a circle and you watch. See how other people have done what you're trying to do. You watch, you look, you learn, you study. Sometimes it requires practice if you're dealing with sports. Now, when you're ready to get it, you have learned enough to decide where to begin. Then you reach up and grab what you want to grab. But if you jump on that circle without the study, you'll be chasing your dream forever. Always just miss, I can never get to this point. Something always seems to go wrong. You're just going around and around and around, and you never get where you're going. Sit in the middle of a circle. See how other people have done it first. Then you study. Then you learn. See what they did. Then you jump in. You want to be a doctor? Don't sit there studying what the lawyers are doing. The lawyers are not going to make you a doctor. You follow what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with being a lawyer, but you want to be a doctor. So you sit and study what the doctors are doing. And you study and you study, and when you see where you need to go, see what it's going to cost, you jump. You take the jump and you can get there. You can get there. You can do whatever you want to do. Be whatever you want to be. That's that's what we're talking about. That's what we're trying to do. This is the message that we're trying to bring you. We're trying to bring you into a different thought process so that you can have what you want when you want it, so that you can get what you need when you need it, you know? That's what we're trying to do. This is what we're trying to accomplish, okay? Now, remember, we're not teachers and gurus and all that. We're here to bring you a message. The message is about love. Now, you can't love nobody else until you can love yourself. And the first thing you have to do is wake up, okay? The most beautiful, the most handsome person in the whole world that you ever want to meet, that you ever want to see, is in your mirror, okay? Just like your Savior is in your mirror, all right? You can save yourself. And if anybody don't look like you, they can't be a 10, okay? If you're a white person and you're controlling the TV, you put white people up there as beautiful because they look like you, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you're a black person, you control the TV, you put black people up there as beautiful because they look like you. That's how it goes. So when you're sitting there and you see, if you're a black person, you see all these white people on TV and they're talking about they're 10 and they're beautiful and all that, okay, you can't be that because you're never going to be that because they don't look like you. The 10 that you have to deal with is the one that's in your mirror because that's your 10. And if it don't look like you, it can't be a 10. You're the most beautiful and the most handsomest person on the planet. Fall in love with what you see in the mirror, okay? Don't be screwing your hair up and trying to cut your lips off or trying to make big lips with Botox. Don't do that. You're beautiful just the way you are. And remember that. And don't let nobody tell you different. You can't look like nobody else. You have to look like you. Looking like you is what's up. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you are. Now, that brings us to another question. What are you? You are an energy being. Now, this is the biggest trap that they get us in and why we start having low self-esteem. Somebody told you that you were created, but you're made up of energy. Well, how can you be energy and be created at the same time? Because energy cannot be created or destroyed. Think about that. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. And you, my friends, are energy beings. So if you weren't created, how did you get here? You are the universe expanding. That means that you, as an individual, as a group, are unlimited. There is no limit to what you can do. You were not created. You are creators. You want a better life? Wake up and create a better life. You want a better system of government? Create a better system of government. If the government ain't working for you, get in there and create a different avenue. You can make it do better because of who you are, you know? Well, now think about this now. This is kind of like high science. If we are the universe expanding itself, that means we have been here since the beginning, okay? We've been here before the planets were made. So you can't they're constantly got us tying ourselves to a little speck of dirt here, somewhere on the planet. I'm African, I'm a European, I'm Greek, I'm Ethiopian, you're none of those things. You're an energy being. You're the universe expanding itself. That means you are a part of everything that you see out there. When the sun goes down and you look up and you see that great big universe out there, you are a part of everything out there, and everything out there is a part of you. That's where your power comes from. See, now the 1% knows this. The 1% know that they're energy beings. That's why they used to make you call them Lord, that you call them Master, because they know who they are. See? You have to know who you are, okay? You're not defined by your color. That's not who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because you are actually, okay, you're actually incorporeal beings, all right? Now, energy vibrates at different frequencies. See, the lower the vibration, the more solid the frequency, the more solid the energy becomes, all right? The higher the vibration, the more lucid the energy is. incorporeal being vibrate at a very high frequency, okay? And that's how you are incorporeal beings. Right? When we're going to talk about the Big Bang, oh boy, because there was no Big Bang. We don't get into that this show. We're going to talk about that on another show. So right now we're dealing with being caught up in the rituals and being caught up in a whole bunch of crap. You know, you get caught up into so much stuff, you know, when life is so beautiful. You are so beautiful. You are magnificent. You are the universe's greatest achievement. Think about that for a minute. And say this to yourself sometime. I am the universe's greatest achievement. Yeah? Now, you have to be careful with the term I am. Because whatever you put behind that, that either going to limit you or free you. You understand what I'm saying? I am. That's why I said in some circles, I am that I am. Because I am a part of all of this. Whatever you see is a part of who I am. So when you get into the I am, it's very important. When you get into the I am, it's very important. So you know exactly what's going on, okay? Now, I have people calling and they don't know I'm on the air yet. I haven't actually sent all of the text messages out. This is our second week. So we're just getting into a few things. So right now we're going to take a little commercial break here. If you want to call it a commercial. We have a CD on the market called Jesus is Coming. And the link for the CD is cdbaby.com/CD Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. All right? You go to that link, and you can listen to part of the records, the CDs. Now, each show that we're doing, we have a song on the CD based on the shows that we've done in the first 10 weeks, because we have 10 songs on the CD. And one song is called Baptize Me, John. So you can be able to listen to that. And maybe by next week, I'll be able to punch those up for you, and you can listen to a part of them each time we broadcast. So, also, if you want to make a comment and something you're saying, oh, man, that don't make sense, then you can just hit 1 on your dial, and you'll be able to to chime in, and you can talk with us if you want. You can ask a couple questions if you feel like it. Usually half an hour into the show, we're going to take questions and answers if you want to answer some questions. Now, the call-in number is 646-564-9888, okay? Now, this is our second week, so I know when I start texting some people that I haven't texted yet, they say, man, you've been on air for 2 weeks and you didn't let me know, you know. But I'm just trying to make sure that everything is going right so we don't have a lot of problems from week to week. So right now, we're only going to be on for an hour, but starting next month, as soon as I get everything situated here, the shows will be for two hours long. So we have plenty of time to talk about a whole host of stuff and what we should be doing and what's going on, you know. I also like to give a shout-out to the UNIA Black Cross Nurses. I hear they're doing a pretty good job out there in Philadelphia, Division 178, under the leadership of Basima Muhammad. So I'll give her a little shout-out for what she's trying to do, because we need all the medical stuff we can get. And people with that type of mindset, you know, because it takes a certain type of person to deal with people's sickness and people's mental health and all that, you know. I mean, you have to be a special person to do that. I do take my hats off to doctors because they're in the middle of that every day, you know. And so that's something that's just something that they deal with. Okay, now back to where we were, right? Now, like I said, we have become a ritualistic society. Why have progress towards freedom been so slow? That's a good question. Why have progress towards freedom been so slow? I think the main reason is because we don't know what freedom is. Freedom is control. Now, stop and think about it, you know? The things that we need to be free to deal with is food, clothing, shelter, security. All right? So if freedom means control, you have to ask yourself, what what do you have control over? You know, that's for later on, but I want to get into this right now. You know, if we're talking about food, clothing, shelter, and security, that's what we need to have control over. When you think about it, what control do you have over your food supply? You know, Monsanto's out there destroying all the food in Congress, passing laws so they can say it is garbage without you knowing that it's on that it is garbage and where it comes from. You know, some of us don't even know what Monsanto is. If you don't know who and what Monsanto do, you need to look them up. You know, look up your GMOs and check out what those GMOs are doing to the body. Okay. Now we're talking about clothing. How much of your clothes do you make? So we're talking about that. We get caught up in the rituals, and we're buying clothes based on the ritualistic things that are going on out there. Baseball, football, basketball, all that kind of stuff. I mean, how does that literally help the society? Guys around there kicking balls and throwing stuff all, you know, throwing balls to the hoop and all that there. I mean, it's fun, you know, it's fun, but in terms of the mindset and making a society better, how does it make a society better? You know, they're not producing anything. They're not building anything. Food, clothing, shelter, security. What does those things have to do with food, clothes, shelter, security? Now, if you play basketball, you can get a lot of food because you're going to make a lot of money. They have you can get a lot of stuff, you know. If you gamble on the games, you can go and bet $100 on easy games. If you got a winning team, you can be winning every week, you know. So, yeah, you can get your food, clothes, shelter like that, but you're not producing anything, you know. We have great golfers and tennis players, and they're wonderful people. But what actually are they producing? They're not producing anything, okay? But we so caught up. I talked to some people, man, they know every stat and who played what when they played, who dropped what ball. I mean, whoa. And they ask them something about stuff that really matters. They don't have a clue. What's going on with Congress? I don't know. What's happening with the Senate? I don't know. What bills are coming up? Who's passing what bills to take your rights and privilege away from you? They don't have a clue. They don't know nothing about that. But that's the reality of the things that's controlled in this society. They're not into that. You know, they jump around on a hoop out there drinking and smoking and destroying their body. Something's wrong with that picture. This is what the rituals get you into. You get caught up in the rituals, and you're not caught up into the things that actually is going to make your society better, make your life better. You follow what I'm saying? So we have to think about what we're doing. Now, the song that the song that we play is our national anthem, okay? It's the group's national anthem. And when you listen to it, it's a freedom song, you know? And it has some pretty good words in it. So I'm going to play a little bit of it at this particular time, just so that you can get an idea. I wrote and produced this song. So just listen to a little bit of it, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the song when we get into it. Remember, if you have a question or something, just press 1, and we'll let you in. You can ask us a question. Okay, I just want you to hear a little bit of it. And when you think about the words of the song, the age of freedom has come. This is the next 26,000-year run. The chi around the planet is real high. Those of you who don't know what chi is, just go on YouTube and type in the word chi energy. and you can learn a lot about chi energy and what's going on, and you'll learn that a lot of the great religious places and temples were built where chis cross each other, where there's high chi energy output given off, you know. It says the age of freedom has come, but until you're ready to work for it. Now, think about it. You have to work for your freedom. They're just going to give it to you, you know. If they're giving you freedom, that means they have some kind of trick up their sleeve. You have to work for your freedom, you know. And the person that you have to fight to get it usually is the person that you see in your mirror. Most people are in their own way. You know, because of who you believe that you are, if you don't understand that you are not created, that you are an energy being, and that you are the universe expanding, that you are created, you are a creator. Once you realize that you are creator, okay, then you realize that you have the power to create whatever you want. You're connected to everything out there in the universe. All right? That means that you have power, but you just don't know how to use it. And the best way to get what you want, all right, is to sit back. And once you create your cycle, we talked about that a few minutes ago, once you create your cycle, you think about what you want and where you're trying to go. Your every act has to take you in that direction. Your every act has to take you where you're trying to go. Other than that, you're stagnant. You get caught up in the rituals, and the next thing you know, you're 70, 80 years old, and you've never gotten to the point that you want to get to. The next thing you know, you're satisfied, you're sitting back, you're just chilling. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing because you have become satisfied. You have become complacent because you think, well, I'm retired now, I can't do no more, but you never got to where you were really trying to go. Because in your mind, you're looking for somebody else to create what you want for you. You have to create what you want for yourself, okay? You're saying, well, when is the Savior coming? The Savior is here. Go upstairs and look in your mirror. The Savior has been here all the time. You can save yourself. We talk about Yahshua Bendera, whom you call Jesus, right? And one of the songs on the CD is called Jesus is Coming, you know? Well, if Jesus is coming, where is Jesus coming from? He's coming out one of these female wombs. That's where he's coming from, okay? He's not coming from on high. He's coming out one of these female wombs, all right? Now, how do we know when this Jesus is going to come? Because when this Jesus comes, you'll notice the difference in on the planet and how things begin to change, because this Jesus is not going to be one person. Oh, this Jesus is going to be a whole bunch of people who have come to the mother's womb with the right mindset, with the right attitude. Look at these children here today. They are smart. You're looking for Jesus to come. Look at your children. Jesus is already here. You know what I mean? Yes. Jesus is already here, and he's going to be coming more and more and more. So the male and female, when we talk about, we really talk about Christ and the Christ consciousness. Okay? Now let's deal with that. Let's deal with that for a minute. Okay, Allah is everything in the universe at the same time. Christ is the consciousness of this universe. The Egyptians called Christ K-R-S-T. That's what they call Christ. Okay, that's how they spell Christ. The Christ is written on the tombs and stuff, you know, if you really go back and research. All right? With this Christ consciousness, this consciousness, now, this is something that we really need to get into, and you really need to research, okay? There's a lot of things on YouTube that you can find that will take you into some of this information. The consciousness, the Christ consciousness, don't come through the brain. It comes through the heart into the brain. Wait a minute, Elohim. What are you talking about, man? Yes, the consciousness comes through your heart into your brain. This is why you have to purify your heart. Now, we talked about that on the first show. How to purify your heart. You can't have evil thoughts in your heart. Wait a minute. How do you mean evil thoughts in my heart? Your heart has a neural network that thinks, that communicates with the brain, and it gives off hormones. Okay, I know some of the stuff you're hearing. Wait a minute, I ain't never heard nothing like that. But the Egyptians knew about this when they taught you Ma'at. The heart being purified, weight light as a feather. That's all the stuff they were taught because they knew that the heart had a neural net. This is something that the Europeans just getting into, but the Egyptians, thousands of years ago, they knew this. So when they robbed people of their culture, you have to understand the damage that was really being done. Okay? So this is what we're trying to get to. You have to purify the heart. Once you purify your heart, okay, there's a carbon atom in the body, 12 molecule carbon atom. And once the heart is purified, it changes those 12 molecule carbon atom into 7 molecule carbon atom, which enhances the brain. This is why the Egyptians were able to do what they did. Based on the teachings of Ma'at, based on what they were doing, they were able to grow into a mindset that allowed them to accomplish some amazing feats. Okay? Now, we're talking about this here because this is something that we want you to know. This is our message. Now, remember, I'm telling you now, we're not ministers, we're not gurus, we're not teachers, we're messengers. We're here to bring you the message, and the message is about love, how to love each other. You know, you got certain communities that don't have a clue to what love is. And they can't. They don't know how to deal with each other, you know. So that's the first thing that we have to do. We have to learn how to love each other. But the first thing that you have to learn how to love yourself, all right? If you don't have blonde hair and blue eyes, what can I tell you? It don't matter, okay? If you don't have an afro with hair curls from the number 9, which is power, it don't matter. That person that you see in the mirror, no matter what color they are, that's the most beautiful person in the world. Fall in love with that. Judge everybody by what you see in the mirror. If they're not your twin, they cannot be a 10. The only 10 that look like you, the closer they look like you, the more they are a 10. So you can't be mad at a European when they put another European up there and say, oh, boy, that's beautiful, because that looks like them. There's nothing wrong with that. So when you get in control of the industry, you put your face up there. If you're black, put your face up there. If you're Mexican, put your face up there. Whatever you are, Chinese, put your face up there. That's beautiful because you're beautiful. And anything that looks like you is beautiful, okay? So don't be running around here trying to put Botox in your lips to make your lips bigger so you can look more black. Don't be cutting your lips off and your nose off so that you can look more European. You don't need to do that because there's an old saying, and you have to get used to this saying. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Behold what you see in that mirror as a 10. A 10, the most beautiful, handsomest thing on the planet. Fall in love with that. Fall in love with who you are. Now remember, you are energy beings, okay? As energy beings, you are creators. Right? You are creators. As energy beings, energy cannot be created or destroyed. This is so important. This is why I'll be saying this almost every week. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Okay? Now let's go back to this freedom thing. Why is freedom taking so long? Because we don't know what freedom is. Freedom means control. Okay? And what do we need control over? Food, clothing, shelter, and security. That's what we need control over. Think about it. Do you have control over your food supply? I don't think so. Do you have control over the clothing industry? I don't think so. Do you have control? Are you building buildings and making grand buildings for yourself? I don't think so. We talk about security. When I say security, people think about security guards. No, I'm talking about tanks, battleships, jets, you know. Do you have control over those things? No, you don't. So you don't have control over anything. So you don't have freedom. Now, the closest thing you can get to freedom right now is form groups and alliances where you can put certain politicians in office that will express your will. that's kind of close, but it's still not really freedom because they can go against whatever you're trying to do, and you can't do nothing until it's time to put them out of office again. But that's about as close as you're going to come to freedom. And this is something that we need to deal with. It's something that we need to think about. And this is the places that we need to go. Okay? Now, I'm going to just do another shout-out here for a minute, if you don't mind. We're talking about the Black Cross Nurses in Philadelphia, doing a pretty good job. I'm at Basim Muhammad, 173rd. So if you get a chance, 178, that's the division down there. So if you get a chance, Google Black Cross Nurses, and it'll come up, okay? Now, also, I'd like to give a shout-out. I want a shout-out to Mac, a friend of mine who has a show that comes on every Saturday called Love Your Nation. You need to chime in on that, and you hear some good things about the Black community because we're just now getting to the point that the Black community is starting to put out information. You know, although in our group, we consider ourselves energy beings. And we don't actually deal with the color itself because energy is energy, you know, and that we want to keep our hearts pure. So we don't want to judge one group or specificity as far as people are concerned over another. You know, we all equal one to another. We have to get used to that. You know, nobody's better than you and you're not better than anybody else. All right. And once you start underestimating some of these groups out here, they put their foot on their neck. So if you're in one of these groups where somebody got their foot on your neck, that's because you underestimated that group, all right? By putting yourself in a lofty position and underestimating what you're dealing with because everybody's equal one to another. We're all energy beings, okay? Now, part of purifying your heart, I want to really talk about purifying your heart. You can't think in terms of you have an enemy, all right? You can't think like that. If you think like that, your heart is not going to be pure, and you're not going to move into a what some of the gurus call a lofty state of existence. All right? So we want you to grow or develop into a lofty state of existence. That's what we want you to do. In order to do that, you can't have enemies. Now, have you ever read the 40 Laws of Power? They say, if you don't have enemies, make some. Okay? Well, if you're trying to lead people, you need enemies because if you have an enemy, it's easier to rally the people around enemies than a person that's not an enemy, okay? But if you're not trying to lead nobody, anybody that want to be your leader is a slave master. They actually saying they want to be your slave master. Do what I tell you or you're going to get court-martialed. That's treason. If you don't follow my orders, I'm going to put you in jail, you know? You've turned yourself into a slave by accepting somebody as your leader, all right? Equality is really where you want to go. So you have to think about the mindset of the person that wants to lead you. And you have to be careful of actually who you're dealing with when you get into a situation like that. Because normally people that want to lead you, they have issues. I mean, they have a lot of issues. You think about Hitler and George Washington and all those guys. Yeah, they have issues. I mentioned George Washington when I mentioned Hitler because Hitler was a slaver. George Washington was a slaver. Come on. You know, I'm telling you what's up. I know the truth is like, oh, man, how can he mention one of our founding fathers? Well, he didn't find me, you know. He didn't find me to make me equal with him. He found me to put his foot on my neck. So why should I put him in a lofty position in my mind? You see what I'm saying? Now, I don't view George Washington as an enemy, right? But I know that he was my enemy because he had his foot on my neck. So when you run into somebody that views you as an enemy, you have to adjust yourself accordingly. If you're a Black person and you're dealing with the KKK, now you can't view the KKK as your enemy because that stops you from purifying your heart and getting to higher brain functions. So you have to know that they feel as though you're their enemy. And so when you go in the area with Ku Klux Klan, you adjust yourself accordingly. Make sure you got what you need to protect yourself. That's what I'm saying. Not that you're looking for trouble, but you're in an area where trouble could come to you because of who you are and the way they think. You understand what I'm saying? Now, same thing. if you're dealing with the Black Panthers. Now, you know, if you're European dealing with the Black Panthers, you know some Black Panthers do not like you at all because of what the Europeans have done. So you don't take the Black Panthers as your enemy, right? But you have to adjust yourself accordingly because they view you as an enemy. That's what I'm saying. This keeps your heart pure, right? You know what you're doing, you know where you're at, and you're aware of what's going on around you all the time, but your heart is pure because you're not giving off certain thoughts from your heart to your mind that will cause the impurity. All right? I'm going to be saying this quite a bit over the next maybe 7 or 8 shows because it's a lot to take in, you know? The heart has a neural net in it that speaks to the brain. I'm going to say that again. I said that about 3 or 4 times. But it's something I want to say over and over because I really wanted to sink in when you listen to this broadcast. I really want to get this, I want to nail this point home. Me and a friend of mine, we call it the Coca-Cola syndrome, where we say it over and over and over and over and over. Sometimes that's only when we can hear it. But I like to just do the shout-outs again because we only got about 12 more minutes here. And I want to go back over some of the things that we talked about, just to reiterate some of the things, okay? What I want to go back over is rituals. We have literally become a ritualistic society. The clothes that we buy, the shoes that we wear, are all part of the rituals that's coming out of the things that does nothing to push society forward. Baseball, basketball, football, all the sports, well, not all of them, but most of the sports events do nothing to push the society forward. They only enhance our beliefs and our attitude towards rituals so that we'll buy Eagles clothes or whatever the golfers are wearing. That's what we'll buy. We'll walk around promoting these things, and we don't get paid for it. You know, we don't get paid at all. Now, when they promote their stuff on radio, they get paid. But when you promote it, they don't give you nothing. And you spend $100 for a doggone T-shirt because it's got one of the Eagles players on it. You know what I mean? Think about it. You're getting caught up in a ritual. That same money that you spent on that shirt could have went to something that could have done somebody really, really good, you know? So I'm just saying, we have to wake up. The rituals are used to put us to sleep. That's why the question was asked, why did Jesus get baptized when John the Baptist knew that Jesus didn't need it? He knew Jesus didn't. He knew Jesus was a consciousness, was to the point that he knew he didn't need the ritual. But the people around him was caught up in rituals and stuff. That's why John the Baptist was doing what he was doing, because the people was caught up in a ritual, and once they went through the ritual, then they tried to purify themselves and they tried to do right. So what I'm telling you is that you have to get out of the rituals and learn what to do because it's the right thing to do, not because of some ritual. You don't have to wash people's feet and take a little snippet of bread. And, you know, now certain rituals are pretty ugly, you know. This is my blood that you're eating. This is my blood that you're drinking. This is my body that you're eating, you know. That's a cannibalistic ritual. That's a ritual of cannibalism, you know. I mean, when you think about what they are, really think about what they are. Research some of these rituals that you're into, you know. The Christmas ritual is a ritual of the solar system. Has nothing to do with the birth of Yahshua ben Badarin. It's a ritual of the solar system. When the solstice, when the sun moves in a different direction for 3 days, then stops. That's when the sun dies, and it's literally considered dying and moving for 3 days and coming back to life. If I understand, but that's a solar system ritual. Has nothing to do with Yahshua ben Badarin at all. It has nothing to do with Nimrod. Okay, now the tree ritual, that has something to do with Nimrod, who's the pagan king. So I'm just trying to give you an idea of the rituals that you're following, and you don't really know what they're all about, because everybody knows that Yahshua ben Badarin was born during the harvesting of the figs. I think that's around September, somewhere in that area, you know. So the Easter ritual. That's another ritual dealing with paganism and a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, in the world of the bunny rabbit have to do with Yahshua ben Bedera. You have to understand and learn what these rituals are, and the rituals tend to put you to sleep. They tend to put you to sleep because your mind don't take things to the next level. And when we're thinking, we have to go to the next level. If we don't push our minds to think on a higher plane, we'll get caught up where we are, and we won't move any forward. Won't move, getting a little tongue-tied here, and we won't move forward from where we are, you know? So the main thing that's important, these are the important things that you have to come to grips with. You were not created. Okay, I got a few calls on that already. But you were not created, all right? You are the universe expanding itself. You are a creator, okay? Your incorporeal beings coming from another dimension. Another dimension. We'll talk about that on another show. That's at least a two-hour show right there. why there was no Big Bang and conclusive proof that there was no Big Bang, you know? And the scientists know there was no Big Bang. But they're pushing stuff at us to keep our mindset in a certain place so that we don't think beyond the rituals that they're giving us, all right? So the baptism was a ritual. You don't need to be baptized to purify yourself, all right? Praying 5 times a day is a ritual, all right? Now, it's a ritual that causes sleep deprivation. When you pray 5 times a day, you're not getting proper rest. Okay, and also if they say Allah, Allah knows and sees and hears all, why do you have to pray? If you think the thought, Allah got it. So why you got to get on your knees, go through all this here ritual, you know, that has nothing to do with your communication with who you are, you know? I say who you are because I don't want to use the term creator, all right, because you are the creator. Okay? Now, when they talk about ancestors, some of you are the ancestors. You've been here more than one time. You are the ancestors. All right? So, because you were here before the planet was here. I'm just going over some of the things that we talked about already, because we only have another 6 or 7 minutes here. So, I'm going over some of the things that we already talked about. You are the ancestors. Now, but you can't get into your past because your mind, the thought process of your mind won't allow you to. So you have to change your thought process. The first step, I'm going back to this again. I know I did this a few times here, but I have to constantly reiterate this because we have to think this home. You are not created, okay? You are a creator. Whatever you want, whatever you don't like, you can figure out how to create a better reality for yourself. Just keep that in mind. When things look terrible, things are going bad, things are awful for you, you know, you can create a better reality for yourself. Now, we got about 80 seconds here, okay? As Elohim Christ, I want to thank you. Those that called in, I want to thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling and listening. This is our second broadcast. We're going to be here every Sunday, okay? Every Sunday at 3 o'clock, all right? Now, for the rest of this month, we're only going to be on for an hour. Next month, we'll be on for 2 hours, okay? The number to call in is the number is 646-564-9888. You can call that number, and you can catch us on the archives at TCCA. The name of the organization is Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Christ and Allah. We'll talk about that next week. We'll talk about that. How can we be Christ and Allah at the same time? Oh my goodness, something's wrong with that. But I just want to thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it, and I will be checking with you next Sunday at 3 o'clock, okay? I love you, and remember, love is and always will be the answer.